The Promise of Divine Power, October 14. And, behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem, until ye be endued with power from on high. Having magnified the law and made it honorable by accepting its conditions in saving a world from ruin, Christ hastened to heaven to perfect his work, and to accomplish his mission by sending the Holy Spirit to his disciples. Thus he would assure his believing ones that he had not forgotten them, though now in the presence of God where there is fullness of joy forevermore. The Holy Spirit was to descend on those in this world who loved Christ. By this they would be qualified, in and through the glorification of their head, to receive every endowment necessary for the fulfilling of their mission. The Life-Giver held in his hands not only the keys of death but a whole heaven of rich blessings. All power in heaven and earth was given to him, and having taken his place in the heavenly courts, he could dispense these blessings to all who receive him. The Holy Spirit was sent as the most priceless treasure the world could receive. The Church was baptized with the Spirit's power. The disciples were fitted to go forth and proclaim Christ, first in Jerusalem, where the shameful work of dishonoring the rightful king had been done, and then to the uttermost parts of the earth. The evidence of the enthronement of Christ in his mediatorial kingdom was given. The Father gave all honor to his Son, seating him at his right hand, far above all principalities and powers. He expressed his great joy and delight in receiving the crucified one and crowning him with glory and honor. And all the favors he has shown to his Son in his acceptance of the great atonement are shown to his people. Those who have united their interests in love with Christ are accepted in the Beloved. They suffered with Christ in his deepest humiliation, and his glorification is of great interest to them, because they are accepted in him. God loves them as he loves his Son. Christ, Emmanuel, stands between God and the believer, revealing the glory of God to his chosen ones, and covering their defects and transgressions with the garments of his own spotless righteousness. If God's people will sanctify themselves by obedience to his precepts, the Lord will work in their midst. He will renew humble, contrite souls, making their characters pure and holy.